Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take podcast. The Cowboys almost dropped 50. It's 49, so minus one from that. While the Giants got a couple touchdowns on the board, they get 17. Tommy DeVito goes 14 for 27, doesn't crack 100 yards, gets two TDs and one interception while he's still sleeping on his, while his mother still makes his bed. And we sit here now, after just another poor performance and a 2-8 Giants team. And Alex, my friend, my co-host, my name is Josh, for anyone who's new here. I know that was a wild, weird intro, but that's what it's been, a wild, weird season. And another game, Alex, and I feel like this is deja vu every time we've hopped on the mics, at least the past few weeks, that I come on here and I say the same thing over and over again. Nothing went right for this Giants team, and that's exactly what happened again today. We have more injuries to talk about. We have the best player on the New York Giants getting injured in this game. And no, Daniel Jones, he's already injured, and he's not the best player on this Giants team either. Saquon Barkley, he also, you know, has been injured here and there, but played in this game. No, he's not the best player on the Giants. I'm talking about our tackle, Andrew Thomas, who had an injury, limped off the field. We'll get into the injuries with those players because it wasn't just him that went down. There was more. Let me take a breath. Alex, I'll send it to you now so you can, waste your breath talking about this team. How are you doing on a Sunday night?
Could be a lot better. I'll just say that. It's really rough watching this team right now. And, we've got what? It's week 10 this week, so you got 8 more weeks of this, and it's now a tankathon competition here for the Giants. The Giants are bad. They can't do anything on offense. The defense is getting weaker by the week, I think is fair to say. And, you know, this Cowboys team is just very, very talented, and when you come up against a team like that, the score is going to be monstrous, and that's what it was. So it's just not really surprising exactly what happened. Obviously, ideally, in a world that's not reality, that wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't be as big of a blowout. And you're hearing me right now. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless after this. There's not really anything to say regarding this game in terms of actual things that happened, because you look, Tommy DeVito is not going to be here next year. A lot of those interior offensive linemen and their performances and just general offensive line and general offense, a lot of those guys aren't going to be here in the years to come. And it's just going to be interesting to see how Dable and Shane, kind of decide to address this team and how they, what parts they kind of tear apart and which parts they keep. But, I mean, in this one, there's just no positives really whatsoever. And it was just really, really tough to watch, and it's especially tough against a division role rival like the Cowboys.
So I want to make sure I get to all the injuries here. We had Jalin Hyatt was the most recent one, and what I mean, like, towards the end of the game, was ruled out with a concussion. Cordell fought with the shoulder, got ruled out of this game. Kayvon Thibodeau got out with a concussion. Deontay Banks and Cordell Flott became questionable to return, but I believe they both came back in, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong there. And then Andrew Thomas's injury with the knee that he landed on and then came off, and we'll get updates on that, I'm sure, throughout the week. Like I said, just nothing has been going right for this team over the season. It's unbelievable how many injuries are on the stat sheet. I mean, you want to talk about right now, the Giants in this point of the season are starting Tommy DeVito, which I know we talked about it before, but like really break it down. Daniel Jones is having surgery or had this. Actually, he has. I feel like we would know
he hasn't had the surgery, right? No.
Daniel Jones has not had the surgery on a torn ACL. Our starting quarterback, who we just paid a bunch of money to, out for the season. Our backup quarterback is on IR. So we are now at a third-string quarterback for all of the practice squad and some guy that we signed off of nothing, who didn't even, he wasn't even on the roster or a practice squad, Matt Barkley, I believe. So this is really where we're at this year, that we have a third-string quarterback playing, and funny enough, it's not the like first time in a numerous amount of years this has happened. I mean, we had this happen in the
two years ago.
Jake Fromm. Yeah. So this is the second or not this the most recent time that the Giants have had the predicted, according to Tankathon, Alex, like you said, second pick in the NFL draft was only a few years ago. No, the second pick.
Well, they actually had the second pick in 2018, 5 years ago, I guess. So
yeah,
not too long ago. But
and who'd they draft with that pick?
Saquon Barkley.
So that's where we're left with right now. And I guess we can all ponder that. There's like, I mean, we can read off these stats here and there. We can talk about the offense and the defense, but that's the thing. Like,
it's
when
pointless.
It comes to that, yeah, what's the point of discussing this? I mean, we had Tommy DeVito under center. I mean, sure, he looked more poised in the last game, but in the first quarter, when the Giants were pinned down within their own 5-yard line, how horrendous was that to watch as a fan? Just them getting pinned there, nothing they could do besides have Saquon Barkley run to the half-inch marker from becoming a safety for the Giants team, and then punt, and then do it again, and then punt, and then the defense stops the Cowboys again. I'd like to give credit to the Giants defense because they were at least able to hold the Cowboys' explosive offense for a little bit, for a tiny amount of time in the first quarter before they started exploding, but unfortunately the offense wasn't able to, you know, bounce off that momentum that the defense brought them. And again, don't get me wrong, Dak Prescott had an interception in this game. The defense forced a turnover. They did, you know, what they needed to do on their side, at least, like I said, in the first quarter, in the first half, to at least give the Giants offense a chance and this team a chance as a whole. And they just, once again, were not able to capitalize. And I don't blame Tommy DeVito. And I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk about it later in this episode. Yes, Brian Daboll's decisions do come up into question in this game with, like, the challenge flag. His emotions get the best of him. He throws it and then tries to pick it up, but it's already thrown, so they have to challenge it. That was dumb. And, you know, just some of the play calls, the Saquon Barkley fourth down run. I can't blame head coach Brian Daboll for this season. I mean, look at the situation he's getting put in right now. It's not his fault for the I mean, sure, specific plays and maybe some decisions in games are his fault. I understand that. He is the head coach, and he is taking blame for those plays. But at the same time, he's working with a third-string QB. Alex, I'm going to stop talking. Go.
I was going to say, like, this season, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. Injuries, whatever it else may be, just players losing their confidence and bad, you know, bad depth really coming to fruition because of those injuries. And it's there's blame all around. There's blame on Joe Shane. There's blame on the players. There's blame on the coaching staff. And I'd say it's pretty equal all around. I think a third is a pretty fair assessment. And, you know, you just got to hope that next season you kind of keep what's good about this team. Because, right, this team is not on paper. When everyone's healthy, this team is not a 2-8 team, right? We're 2-8 right now. This team is not a 2-8 team. Not saying they're an 8-2 team. I'm not saying even they're a, what would it be? 6-4 team. I'm not even saying they're a 5-5 team necessarily, but they're not a 2-8 team. And I think, you know, you've got it. Like, there's some real talent on this roster, right? Andrew Thomas, obviously one of the best tackles in the league. Besides that, John Michael Schmitz, an up-and-coming rookie that we have here. I think he'll be a good player for us. Everyone else on the offensive line, pretty disposable. And then wide receiver, I think Hyatt has a lot of potential. Wandale Robinson has a lot of potential. And we know what Darren Waller can be when he's healthy. Defensively, I think there's a lot less work to do because really the defense has been bad because of the fact that they're constantly on the field and the offense cannot do anything. The defense put the Giants only down 7-0 at this point, right? Put the Giants on what, the 10-yard line, and they were not able to score. Not even 3 points. So there's a lot of potential on this team. So as much as I feel like it's doom and gloom right now, which it is, right? We shouldn't be happy right now. But you look at Banks, who's been really, really good this year, and even some guys on the back end like Jason Pinnock, who's kind of come to light here in this season, or you know, a lot of the guys, even Kayvon has had a pretty good season. Of course, today he's had a rough one, but he did get injured, which I'm sure you'll talk about. But you know, there's hope for this team. It's not going to be a complete, you know, demolition in the offseason, but I think if you can tweak some things, obviously the higher the draft pick, the bigger the tweak will be. And you know, this, I don't think you can really judge this team based on what happens for the next 8 weeks or so.
All right, I guess we finished our offensive talk. Let's move to the defense. I like, what else is there really to say on offense? There isn't. That's really the answer there. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about this Giants defense.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, back now. The Giants had no sacks on defense today. A couple of guys had QB hits. Dexter Lawrence made an impact in this game with two of those. He had the most. Baleo Karake got in there. Jahad Ward got in there. But again, zero sacks for this Giants defense. Only 3 tackles for loss. And, like, they give up 49 points to this Dallas Cowboys offense. And partly because, I mean, I'm sure they were, Alex, like you said before the break, super tired from having to every so often, or I guess very frequently, come back on the field and have to defend this Cowboys offense. One guy that had, well, actually, not one guy. When it comes to this Giants secondary in this game, you know, besides the first quarter, they got absolutely torched. I mean, the combination of Brandon Cooks and CeeDee Lamb is lethal. I understand that, but at least try to contain them. And every single time they had a big game or a touchdown, a big gain, excuse me, or a touchdown, the Fox broadcast would pan to Wink Martindale straight face on the sideline, just complete, like, no emotion, which is what Wink Martindale is normally, regardless, unless the Giants have, like, a big play, then he'll, like, get super hyped and, like, chest bump someone. But, like, I mean, he and him and his defense had no answer for those that wide receiver duo. Alex, go ahead.
What I would say for the secondary, right? I think you looked at, here, I'm trying to think of how I want to say this, but I think when you look at how they set up against CeeDee Lamb, when I'm focusing on the game, right, in the secondary, at this point in the season, season's gone, I'm looking at development. And that starts with Deontay Banks. And when he was lined up against CeeDee Lamb, because CeeDee Lamb did line up I'd say, I mean, we'll have to see the stats when they come out tomorrow, but I'd have to guess about 60% of the time in the slot up against Cordell Flott. But when he was that other 40% against Banks, I believe there was only a couple catches against him, and they were both pretty, you know, amazing catches by CeeDee Lamb. One was that one-handed snag, which Banks was kind of blanketed all over him, and he still managed to get that. And the other one was like a really tight crossing route. So overall, I didn't think he was terrible, but Flott, besides the interception, definitely struggled. Trey Hawkins also, I thought, really struggled. He obviously got beat deep for Michael Gallup on that 50-plus yard touchdown or whatever it was. And then I want to give a shout-out. This guy's been playing well. I think I gave a shout-out to him a couple weeks ago also. But Nick McLeod, man, he's been solid for the Giants this year. And the season is very bad, so there's not a lot of praise to go around. But if there was some praise to give, Nick McLeod's been very solid. Michael Gallup, who he was pretty much primarily on the entire game, was not doing anything until Trey Hawkins came in when Banks went out. And he went up against Michael Gallup. So Michael Gallup was pretty much a non-factor when Nick McLeod was on him. So something to note there if you want some positives for the Giants in the secondary.
I'll get to the stat lines, though, right now of Cooks and Lamb. Cooks finished the game leading receiver for the Dallas Cowboys with 9 catches for 173 yards and a touchdown. That's 19 yards about per catch. On the opposite of him was CeeDee Lamb, who had 11 catches for 151 yards. That's about 14 yards per catch and a touchdown. So in combination, those wide receivers had over 300 yards receiving against the Giants secondary.
Granted, CeeDee Lamb, I would say, was doubled a good 25% of the time. I think, like, actually doubled, like literally two corners on him, which is kind of hilarious.
So that's where we are. And then, Alex, I actually forgot an offense, like a couple stats I had, and these are expected, but this season, the Giants are last in yards per game. This season, the Giants are second to last in passing yards. They are also last in points and points per game. It's just been the year. It's just been the year for us. Fun stuff. After the game, Brian Daboll decided to, like he's done really every week, like I said, just kind of talk about, it's all of collectively an issue for all of us, him included. I mean, what
honestly,
else is he going to say?
At this point,
this
can
game?
We just end the press conference? Like, why are we doing press conferences at this point? Like, what did they expect him to say? Like, what is there to say at this point, honestly? Like, just cancel the press conference. It's just wasting everyone's time.
I mean, like, normally I have stuff to say.
Yeah, nothing. There's literally nothing to say. Yeah.
All of our good players are injured. We are on our third string quarterback again for another week next week when we play the Commanders. Maybe we'll beat them again because why not? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no words. Giants because of the Cardinals win or loss? So they, what was
Cardinals
it?
Cardinals won, I believe, because Arthur
Smith
is a
bad coach. So because
of
the Cardinals win, we moved to second right now. Pick in the NFL draft. I mean, Alex, it's something to look for.
Caleb Williams.
I mean, early, let's talk about it, right? On November 12th. What are we at pick number two? Are we going Caleb Williams?
Did
is that who we
Caleb
want?
Caleb Williams for USC the other night? My Lord, is he a good player?
Yeah.
He's like Pat Mahomes part two, but, I don't know if he'll work out in the NFL.
He only threw a touchdown in that game, though, or maybe two.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I was just watching the game. And it was impressive, like, just watching him. Yes.
Yeah.
His team kind of sucks, honestly. Like, the team around him kind of stinks. So, number one, he'll be very prepared for the Giants because now he knows how it feels already. So, it'll be perfect. And I think he's a good player. I think he's definitely a top, top talent. I still like him more than Drake May, I think, from the limited
amount
of stuff I've
seen. Who had a win, by the way,
in
overtime this week, I believe, for UNC.
Yeah. So he's impressive, too. I'd be happy with either, don't get me wrong. But I still think Caleb Williams is the better prospect, I think. But, we're talking all this right now, and who knows? The Giants might not even draft a quarterback, so we'll just stay in pain
well,
forever.
We're going to have to. I mean, that is going to be our prime position this offseason when looking, regardless if they draft one in the first round or not. God,
I
hope
they
do.
If they pick top three, they will be drafting a quarterback. I think that's pretty.
I
they
have
to
hope
be.
So. And I think these next 2 weeks are honestly super interesting when it comes to the Giants, because knowing this team, Alex, you look at the remainder of the schedule past these weeks and they're pretty much non-winnable games. But against the Commanders and the Patriots back-to-back weeks before the Giants go on a bye is two games that it would be funny if this team won. And the thing is, this team could very well win these two games and then mess up our draft style.
The Patriots-Giants game is going to be like the Chase Young Bowl 2.0. You remember that a few years back, Josh?
That might be with the Commanders in the next game right now. I mean, this is
the
last
the Commanders
time
have too many wins. They have 4 wins right now. No, they're not involved. But Patriots, both 2-8 clash. It's going to be crazy.
So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see what happens. It seems like the Giants, again, are still... They're doing a good job at tanking, if that is what their plan is right now. I don't know what Brian Daboll tells them on the day-to-day basis and if he goes into games saying we're going to lose them. But these are two games that very well the Giants could win. And we're all going to be sitting here laughing after each of them because it'll be the funniest thing.
Here's what I'll say. I don't believe in tanking, so I do not want them to lose. That, like, even, like, all jokes aside, I don't want... Like, if they won, you know, a whole bunch of games from here on out, I'd
be
super
happy.
Yeah, I don't want them to intend... Like, I know there's a lot of fans out there who are like, tank, tank, tank. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that if they beat the Commanders, and obviously if they beat the Patriots with, you know, one of our best friends being a Patriots fan, like, of course I'm going to be happy. I mean, that Patriots game means way more to me than the Commanders win does. I mean, again, like, the Commanders and the Giants are so, like, best friends in the NFC East that, like, whoever wins, it's just like, yeah, you played a good game there. Like, you know, it means nothing. But I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. Besides that, for this episode, we have nothing else. Again, Daniel Jones, gone. Saquon Barkley, injury lingering. Andrew Thomas, best tackle, out. Jalen Hyde, concussion, out. Kayvon Thibodeau, defense, out. Tyrod Taylor, backup quarterback, missed that one, out. Darren Waller,
Banks
out.
Had a concussion, I think.
Banks, concussion, out. Missing any prevalent players?
Evan Neal,
starting
Neal,
tackle,
flipping
out.
Burgers, he's busy.
He's about to be doing that next year. Get ready, Evan Neal. All right, that's enough from us. We thank you so much for listening and or watching this episode of the Giant Take Podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit that subscribe button. And, we're sorry we're lifeless. I feel like our podcasts are kind of just like this team. So it really is what it is. Follow us on the socials at the Giant Take Pod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Alex on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSola29. And all of the things I just said will be in the description. Alex, you can... bring this one to a close.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Hope everyone has a great week, despite the Giants not having a great weekend. And we'll see you next time. Looking forward to the Commanders. Peace.